It's time for our legislative report today on Regional Radio, visiting with State Representative Rick Francis out of the 145th District. And Representative, another session of the Missouri Legislature is underway, and it kind of got underway with a bang with Governor Greitens, the announcement of the affair and the fallout from that. What's your take on that situation?
Well, it certainly is going to hamper the start that I was hoping for with the General Assembly. A lot of expectations going in, a lot of things that hoping to get accomplished. But let me just first say that I cannot and will not condone the actions of our governor in an extramarital affair. But one of the things that I learned as a school administrator working with students and staff was, you know, we need to be as quick as possible to get the facts, but many times we need to be slow to judge. And certainly at this time, I think we need to pause. I think we need to slow down, take a step back. First of all, probably the first thing we need to do is pray for all involved in this situation. And Mark, it's just my hope that our governor will be forthright with the facts, because that's what we need, as well as others involved. And then based upon the facts, then he should be accountable for his actions. And so at this point, I'm not going to speculate. I know there's lots of rumors. There's lots of alleged allegations all the way up to, you know, CBS and NBC and all these, you know, what ifs and so forth. And so I just think we need to stop and let's get the facts first.
And it kind of put a halt to a lot of the things you had wanted to discuss, because all the conversation was about this, wasn't it?
Yes, because we were set to start hearing a couple of bills on Thursday. And then we had the ice moving in, especially to the western part of the state and so forth. And yeah, I'm afraid that this is going to be a distraction to what we, you know, hope to get done. I have high hopes for 911 and for some rural broadband and, you know, just some things that are we desperately need down here in southeast Missouri. But all we can do is keep moving forward and do our job, and hopefully it'll turn out well for all.
Back to work next week, more committee assignments and hearings and things like that?
Absolutely. You know, some people, you know, I think that we can just go day one with bills and so forth. But no, there's a process. And so a lot of bills, I think there were over 1,500 that were filed that will need to go through the process, the committee hearings and so forth. And I know I was in all three of my committees last week with hearings and so forth. So, it won't take long. They'll be to the House floor. We'll be debating them and so forth, and we'll continue to talk about them every week.
And what are your committees again, sir?
I am on utilities. Lots of bills filed in utilities this year, financial institutions, and also in homeland security, some of the things that we do to protect, well, from cyber attacks, which kind of lead in, you know, to work on utilities as well. So just lots of things with the Highway Patrol and National Guard and so forth people probably don't realize.
Well, Representative, we look forward to visiting with you throughout the course of this session. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Hope everyone stays warm out there.
And again, that is State Representative Rick Francis of the 145th District with our legislative report.